Heading into the ninth and no speaker. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. The House enters a ninth round of voting for a new speaker. Kevin McCarthy still short of the votes needed. This after offering additional concessions to the holdouts in the Republican Party voting for alternate candidates.
I believe the 20 members that have nominated an alternate candidate have expressed their concerns with leadership. And many of those concerns have been addressed and accepted by Leader McCarthy and this conference. I believe this battle we are raging must end.
Congressman-elect Troy Nehls nominating McCarthy for this ninth round of voting. Florida's Byron Donalds and Oklahoma's Kevin Hearn also nominated by GOP members of the House. As the two-year anniversary of the Capitol riots approaches, President Biden is set to award the Presidential Citizens Medal to 12 people.
Recipients include late Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick and Officer Caroline Edwards. She testified in the hearings on the riot. Also to be honored, Fulton County, Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss, and ex-Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, each endured threats as 2020 results were challenged. The award recognizes deeds done to protect citizens and country.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students back in November appeared in an Idaho court for the first time today.
I am going to leave the bail set of this case as no bail at this point in time until I have additional or further information.
Latah County Judge Megan Marshall denying Brian Koberger's request for bail. An unsealed affidavit claims Koberger's DNA was found on a knife sheath recovered at the crime scene. A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow dropping over 300 points, NASDAQ over 100. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
News. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey revealing he has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. The 62-year-old will undergo surgery, noting doctors have given him an excellent prognosis. Casey also says that his treatment plan will allow him to continue to serve in the Senate with minimal disruption. A powerful storm slamming California turns deadly.
An atmospheric river continues to pummel California, causing flash flood risks from San Francisco to Los Angeles. High winds and knocking out power to more than 180,000 homes, according to PowerOutage.us. There have been at least two deaths linked to the storm. Police in Sonoma County say a child was killed when a tree fell on a home. And in Fairfield, a 19-year-old died after a car accident on a flooded road. Officials ordering evacuations in a high-risk coastal area, and the National Weather Service says high wind warnings and advisories remain in effect for much of the state. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency. The storm, the latest of three to hit California in the last week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The University of Texas has fired head men's basketball coach Chris Beard. Beard had been placed on leave as he faces a felony domestic violence charge stemming from an incident last month involving his fiance. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in the ICU of a Cincinnati hospital.
As for the long-term recovery, again, we're focused on the right now. And he still has a little ways to go in terms of liberation from the ventilator. And I think that that's going to be our focus right now.
Dr. William Knight there, the director of emergency medicine at University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Hamlin making significant progress in his recovery, now awake and appearing neurologically intact after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing during Monday night's game. He is able to communicate through writing, asking doctors who won that game. Doctors told him, "You won. You've won the game of life." I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.